Recording. This, I didn't make it. I stole this from the internet as a free download.
I see.
But then I combined it with what you're about to hear.
Okay.
Not that.
Okay.
Welcome to
Miami.
What did you say?
Spy.
Spy-ammy.
Yeah, so it says, welcome to Spy-ammy, which is the name of the podcast.
I would like to hear that again. At some point.
Yeah, I won't make the audience sit through it again, but we will play that. Maybe I'll play it at the end so they can hear it again if they want. I'm pretty proud of that. It took me like 45 minutes to get it perfect.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's perfect, but that's as perfect as I was going to get it. Also, welcome to the podcast. It's a podcast by myself, Steve, and with my co-host here, Emily, and it's called Spy-ammy. As
nice.
In spies in Miami, and it is a podcast about the TV show Burn Notice. Now, if you look on the internet in your podcasting apps, you will notice that somebody has already made a podcast about Burn Notice, but it's got 3.9 stars, which I feel like is not great. And the people on there, I didn't listen to it because I don't want to be tainted by it. And the people who commented on the posts seem to think that the people who created the podcast just didn't really like the show, which is not the case for me. I really like the show. It's one of my favorite shows. I forgot how much I liked it until I started rewatching it again for this podcast. But anyways, so their podcast name, I'm going to mention this one time because it's a terrible name. What would you get if you had to name? Obviously, Spy-ammy is probably the best name you can come up with. I get it. Like, there's no, it's gonna hard to be second fiddle to that. But if you were to come up with a show name for a show about Burn Notice, what would you?
Just off the top of my head.
Yeah, just one name. It doesn't even have to be good. It could be like Bud-ammy. That's not good at all.
That's great. Burn Noticed.
That's what they named it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's,
I got it right.
You did. And I think that's a trash name.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally,
you just added a D.
No creativity.
Yeah, Burn Noticed. I noticed that there was a burn notice on the television, so I watched it. I watched this when it first came out originally in the early aughts. By the way, we're also in the middle of the baseball playoffs. And I am a huge Kansas City Royal fan. So let's go Royals. We're currently in the ALDS against the Yankees with the series tied 1-1, down 2. So I'll probably be screaming into the computer at some point because I do have it playing in the background.
Sorry, that is because I got here late.
It's not. No, it also started early, but.
Oh the gap between the best teams and that next.
Just so you know, it's there. Anyway, welcome to Spy-ammy.
Whoop whoop.
I'm Steve. This is Emily. I've already done that. It's the show starts out in a foreign country. Do you remember which one? I forget.
Nigeria.
That's right. And it the first like entrance music you hear is very like snake charmer. Type music.
Yeah, they're really playing up the.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh.
Foreign.
Oh yeah. This is the early aughts. You play into those as best you can. Oh, the Royals just got on base. Sorry, by a missed throw from. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I'm doing it anyways. They told me not to disseminate.
I like his necklace.
You do not say anything positive about the Yankees, or okay. I'll make you leave.
Okay.
And I'm not joking. Do you like snakes?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do like snakes a lot.
Would you be interested in being a snake charmer in like the eastern countries? Or
if I could, I would.
Yeah? Do you think there's like an apprenticeship that you could go to and become a snake charmer?
God, I hope so. Are you about to tell me?
No,
that
I
one?
Have no idea.
Oh.
I just went down a like little bit of a snake.
Getting my hopes up.
Sorry. I was just doing a snake bit. That's all. So, yeah. He starts in Nigeria, and he's inside of a some sort of like building, like someone's house type situation, where he tries to do... It's very like cold start. Like, you start in the middle of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that?
I like that.
Yeah.
I think it, you know, doesn't just put it, everything on a platter for you. You kind of have to think as an audience member.
You have to be a spy in the...
Yeah.
The cool thing about this show, and the reason that I like it so much, I think, is because it kind of combines a lot of my favorite shows from when I was a kid together. So it's got, like... It's a detective show, first off. So, like, any detective show I really enjoyed as a kid. It's got, like, the combat action of, like, Walker, Texas Ranger, which I really enjoyed when I was very young.
Is that a movie?
No, it's a TV show, and then, oh, my God. I'm going to have to start a Walker, Texas Ranger podcast. Chuck Norris was in it. It's a TV show in the 90s.
Okay.
And he was a Texas Ranger, and he just went around kicking the crap out of everybody. So,
was he like a cop?
Yeah, he's a Texas Ranger.
Oh.
Are you not familiar with what a Texas Ranger is?
I really don't know what that is.
They're like the state police.
Oh.
Kind of. Special. Like, they're like, so, I mean, if you really want to get into it, they're probably like the elite slave drivers of yore. Would be my guess, because it's Texas and the police, and that's what police do in Texas in the 1800s, is corral slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why they were invented. I'm not joking. Anyways, this is not that podcast. That's my other podcast. but anyways, yeah, they kind of just drop you in with Michael. The dude's name's Michael Weston. They just drop you into it, and then I have a clip cut of him calling his handler. Do you have notes before that? I don't know where we're at, but that's all right.
My only note is why, and I wrote these notes as I was watching the show.
Same with me. And my first one was, do you like snakes? So we're
okay.
That's the bar.
Yeah.
So you're aware.
Do you like snakes?
I do. I don't not like them. Ooh. Royals just scored. 2-1 Royals. 2-run Yankees. Sorry. 2-1 Yankees. But the Royals just scored, and they have someone on second. Anyways, I do like snakes. I don't necessarily want them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am not scared of them. I don't think they're, like, gross. I've held many snakes. Do I want to just, like, hang out with a snake? Not really.
Mm. You wouldn't cuddle a snake.
I probably would, but I wouldn't, like, cuddle a snake for, like, every day.
Yeah.
Like, if someone had a snake and they're like, hey, this snake's pretty cool, come, like, hold it for a minute, I'd probably be like, all right, man, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Depending on the snake, obviously. If it's venomous, then I'm out. But if it's like, hey, do you want to have a snake to have and to hold? I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Good on that.
Yeah.
The only animal I've ever wanted that I haven't had was a ferret. And I've always been told that they're terrible pets to have because they smell bad. But also, I don't know.
Ferrets are cool.
Ferrets.
My friend had a ferret.
They're weasels.
Are they?
They're the same thing. I'm pretty sure.
Oh. They are kind of snake-like because they have really long spines and they kind of like...
Yeah, I knew somebody who had a ferret. I also like guinea pigs.
Oh, guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. They eat them in Peru.
Ooh. Are they good?
I didn't try it, but my brother tried it. He said it was good. It's called cuy.
Did it taste like chicken? Is it white meat?
Yeah, he said it kind of tasted like chicken, basically. But it's like fried, and it's just the whole guinea pig on a plate.
Oh, geez. I couldn't do that. You'd have to... No, what are you doing,
they
guys?
They do not cut it.
All right.
Very popular.
I could have... I'm not going to Peru. I have my guinea pig thing is Elvis. So many guinea pigs are named Elvis.
That's cute.
He has long hair. Anyways, Your first note. I'm sorry.
Why is he in Nigeria?
He's a spy. He's doing spy shit.
Oh, so whatever his last spy mission was.
He's in the middle of it.
Oh.
He's in the middle of it and when we get dropped in with him.
Yeah.
And he's like doing his normal everyday job and you're calling in. He's like, oh, I'll get the routing number, blah, 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 calling it in. Hell yes. Another run scored. Tied up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, whoo!
He's so happy.
Runner on third. Yeah, he is. We're all happy here. Anyways, so we just get dropped into his day-by-day life, and then he makes the phone call to his handlers, who, that's like the code to get him out, I would assume. Fuck yeah, and it was Juan Soto messing up. I hate that guy so much. He's so good at baseball, and he's on the Yankees, and he was on the Astros, and the Astros are cheaters. Sorry. A cheating ballpark.
What city is the Astros?
Houston.
Oh.
Sorry, buddy.
How do we feel about the Marlins?
I like the Marlins.
Okay.
The Marlins man is here in the stadium. Yeah.
Nice.
During the 2014-2015 Royals playoff run, he would sit behind home plate and just fluorescent orange.
Oh my god.
And all Marlins here. And he's doing the same thing today. That's great. But we got to get off of that.
Yes, we got to talk about...
Burn notice. But it's going to be like this for the first episode, and I am sorry, everyone, but the Royals are a big part of my heart.
It's going to get better.
Just like Burn Notice. Anyways, this is when Michael gets burned.
Hi, everybody. I'm now reaching into my jacket for my phone so I can get this man his money. See?
Hello?
Yes. I have the wire transfer information. The ABA number is 021-001-0175.
It's off. We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Can you imagine being in, like, a room full of killers and you're supposed to, like, essentially transfer money, I think, to them or from them. I don't remember exactly how it's supposed to go. And, yeah, they're like, hey, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to get the shit kicked out of him.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, well.
I would be so mad at my coworkers.
He's a spy. That's what spies, I mean, it's spy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As Sam says later in the episode, they're whiny little bitches. So, yeah. Did you have any questions about that or anything?
I just put, what is a burn notice, being fired? So that was me figuring out at the time, what is a burn notice? I'd never heard the term. Yeah. They don't tell you.
They don't tell you there. You kind of, it gets more clear as the series goes on, but essentially he was a spy. And then now all we know right now is that he's been quote unquote burned. And no one answers his phone calls anymore.
Yeah.
And there's Patrick Mahomes, 3-time Super Bowl MVP. You just missed him.
Damn it. He's in the crowd?
About to be 4-time. Yeah. He was going nuts after that last run. They just showed a replay. So, do you have any notes in between for that before he gets to Miami?
The shit goes down. Nope. No, that's it. That basically what I'm thinking there is, what the hell is a burn notice?
And that's what we're all thinking.
Why is this happening?
Okay.
So yeah.
So then he gets his shit kicked out of him. He escapes from the guys via spy shit.
What do you have?
My things over here. No. These are the reasons I like the show is because it's a detective show, a spy show. It's also like MacGyver, which you probably don't know what that is. It was a show in the 70s about a dude named MacGyver. And he was, I think, a detective. But he would always solve the issues by like taking this, 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 and this and combining them somehow into some sort of contraption to solve the problem that he needed.
Interesting.
And so they called, like, when you're doing stuff like that, like making things work, MacGyvering things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's also got like a little bit of Miami Vice in it, obviously, from being in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I was saying, some the Walker Texas Ranger like style of combat is just real, real right up my alley. So I really enjoy this show a lot. So he gets on a plane, goes to Miami, and then the next thing you see is him waking up in a bed.
With a girlfriend.
And that's introducing Fiona.
Oh no.
You're a lucky man. That many bruises, anyone would think you fell under a truck.
Fiona, what are you doing?
You've been out for a couple of days. The maid got curious, went through your stuff. You still have me in your wallet as your emergency contact. You take that out when you leave someone, you know.
Glad you came.
Don't be.
I needed to get out of New York anyway.
Old associates sniffing around. And I wanted to try someplace sunny. And it sounded like you might die. I wanted to be there at the end. To tell you what a bastard you were.
Sunny, where am I?
Miami. Apparently you collapsed on the flight out of Nigeria.
Miami? Why am I here?
The airline would only say they were instructed to fly you here.
Instructed? What does that mean?
It's home, in a manner of speaking, isn't it? Oh, I called your mom.
My mother?
Yeah, we had a lovely chat. She's thrilled you're home for Christmas.
Home? I'm not home. No. I'm gonna go.
Leaving?
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Yeah, it's just better if my mother and I aren't in the same hemisphere. Fiona, someone put a burn notice out on me. I gotta take care of this now, or a few cracked ribs will be the least of my worries.
Okay. Is it in my head, or does he have an Irish accent?
He doesn't. She does.
But in this scene, do you feel like he adopts it a little bit? Like I feel like he kind of.
Hers is terrible.
Yes.
Oh no!
You're a lucky man.
I swear to God.
That many bruises, anyone
talking Irish.
Your truck.
Fiona, what are you doing?
You've been out for a couple of days. Contact. You say they were instructed to fly you here.
Instructed? What does that mean?
It's home, in a manner of speaking, isn't it? Oh, I called your mom.
My mother?
Yeah, we had a lovely chat. She's thrilled you're home for Christmas.
Home? I'm not home. No. I'm gonna go.
Leaving?
Yeah.
You're good at that.
Yeah, it's just better if my mother and I aren't in the same hemisphere. Fiona, someone put a burn notice out on me. I gotta take care of this now, or a few cracked ribs will be the least of my worries.
I can see it at the end there a little bit. When he says, Fiona, it does seem a little that.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I did not catch that. That's funny. What do you think of Fiona?
She seems cool. I like her. It sounds like they had some relationship problems in the past.
They're both complicated people.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Irish people.
Yeah.
I like Hozier. I like Fiona so far.
You like Hosiers?
Hosier? Hosier?
Hosier daddy? I got burned.
I don't know how to answer that.
And what does he do? I got burned out on Hosier when he had the Take Me to Church song that was everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And they overplayed it.
Everywhere.
It was annoying.
Take me to church.
It was, yeah.
Anyway, how do you feel about Miami? Well, first off, I do have some thoughts on the last parts, a couple of the scenes.
Okay.
On that first one, he took the phone call, or he made the phone call to the, when he got burned that's a 308 bullet, on a flip phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Motorola.
Yeah, have you ever had a flip phone?
No, I had a sliding okay. BlackBerry.
There's Mahomes right there.
Oh, there he is.
So imagine, see how pumped he is?
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking shit to somebody.
Wait.
I don't know who that is. It looks like someone from... Oh, that guy does not look happy, though. He looked like he was about to hit Mahomes.
I was going
to
say...
I will come after you, sir. I will find you.
Yeah.
Don't know who you are, but you look like you're wasted, too.
Damn.
Anyways, imagine my wallet is a flip phone.
Mm.
When you're like, yeah, well, fuck you. You could go...
Yeah.
That didn't work. But you could be like... but with one finger... And, like, really just slam it shut.
Yeah.
And you can't do that anymore. You just really just press that button real hard, and you're like, fuck you. I don't know how many people you're saying fuck you to the phone, but I do it a lot. anyways, what are your gunshots? What are your gunshots?
My gunshots?
I've had a lot of caffeine.
What is a gunshot?
What is a gunshot? It is when a bullet leaves a firearm. And they're loud, believe it or not. And they're kind of act like they're not sometimes,
mm-hmm.
which is par for the course for these types of shows. But seriously, like, think about how loud it was when we went shooting and we had hearing protection in. And none of these motherfuckers ever have hearing protection in. And so as soon as a gun goes off, everyone's ears are just for like the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then I think that's all I have at the moment.
Right. Until that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Miami?
My thoughts. I like it. I don't think it's for my personality.
Fair.
I feel like Florida is a great place for retirees who have, you know, already achieved everything they want to achieve and
want to get eaten by gators.
They want to chill and get they want to eat some gators and get eaten by gators.
Now, do you only eat the tail of the gator?
I do not know. I've only had gator bites.
Okay.
Which are little fried, basically like a chicken nugget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's little gator pieces, so I don't know what parts of the gator I was eating.
It's probably the tail. My buddy Ian from Louisiana says that you only eat the tail. But I've seen barbecues where all of it is like wrapped in bacon.
That sounds
amazing.
And
they have an apple in the mouth.
Wow.
And also I know people, like... I just know how people are.
Yeah.
And I feel like they eat more than the tail.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But those are just my thoughts.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I've been to Miami one time. I was there on the way to Jamaica for my honeymoon with my ex-wife. And I don't have any thoughts. It was a fine airport.
Mm-hmm.
I was in and out. I didn't have any...
Did you do anything?
In the airport?
Yeah.
Nah. Mm. Probably not. I have airport anxiety.
Mm.
Like, I don't mind any part of the flying process except for the airport.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind the airport prior to 9/11. It's just the TSA is ridiculous.
It's horrible.
And they don't do anything, so.
They just yell at you.
Well, not only that, they yell at you. They think they're better than you, and you have to be degraded by taking all of this shit off, and then they don't prevent any crime. Or not crime, any airline, like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Different podcast. Michael's thoughts on Miami are these.
Most people would be thrilled to be dumped in Miami. Sadly, I am not most people. Spend a few years as a covert operative and a sunny beach just looks like a vulnerable tactical position with no decent cover. I've never found a good way to hide a gun in a bathing suit.
Have you found a good way to hide a gun in a bathing suit?
I haven't tried.
Okay. Well, I got some tips.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. There's a few tips. One is small gun.
Uh-huh.
Small guns are hard to shoot, so you have to practice with small guns. Like a J-frame revolver or like a Ruger LCP-2, tiny pocket-sized guns.
Where do
guns.
You put it?
Well, there's... Bend over, I'll show you. there's a holster system called the Filster Enigma, where it basically is a holster that goes underneath all of your garments and is kind of like a jock strap, but for a gun.
Hmm.
And then you put your underwear on top of it, or in this case, a bathing suit, mm-hmm. and it just kind of hangs out underneath your bathing suit and moves around with you while you walk. The other way, which is the way I would do it, is, and this allows you to carry a little bit bigger gun. Actually, both of you probably carry a little bit bigger gun, but is a fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think fanny pack carry is way underrated.
Yeah.
You got to practice a draw stroke on that, though, because it's a little more complicated than just, you know, pulling it out of your pants.
A little zipper action.
You got a zipper to deal with. Yeah, cute, you probably should put some sort of tag on the zipper, made out of paracord or something, that way you can really grab it.
Probably hard to make it look cool.
You don't need to make it look cool. You need to make it look as not like it's holding a gun as possible.
Yeah.
Like, I want the brightest, like, most fluorescent fanny pack ever.
Cotopaxi.
Yeah. Give me that so I can put my gun in it and walk around and everyone's like, oh, that guy. You know what word you don't hear anymore is metrosexual.
No, you don't.
And that's what I would be referred to as, is that guy is a metrosexual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a popular word in elementary school for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went away.
Yeah, now it's just, you know, like, dudes aren't gross anymore. Well, dudes know they shouldn't be gross anymore. And before that, it was like,
yeah,
we're going to make fun of you if you do any sort of
now grooming. There's, like, an attempt.
I don't know if that's true, but there should be an attempt, and they should know that there should be an attempt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've seen a lot of gross dudes.
But also, you would be called a metrosexual if you wore any color that wasn't blue or green. Like, if you wore, like, pink or yellow.
Sure.
Or purple.
I don't know. I've never followed quote-unquote gender norms, I guess. I would, in high school, I used to wear a pink t-shirt that was Woodstock, had the Woodstock poster on it.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. I think I still have it. I do still have it somewhere. I wore it a while back.
I want to see it.
I'll show it to you later. So Michael is about to take on, and this is essentially when you find out what actually happens when you get burned.
Mm.
This is when he experiences what it's like to be burned.
Welcome to the Chadwick Show.
I need a room 1, maybe 2 minutes.
We've got a 10th floor suite with an ocean view.
I don't want a view. Facing a wall, something with no windows, if you have it. Far from the elevators, close to the exits, if you have it.
Do you think that's like his personal preference or for spy reasons?
Do you have another card?
Spy reasons.
This one was decline.
Decline?
Decline.
I don't care what the computer says. I want my money from my account.
I understand that, sir. Let me check with the manager.
When a spy gets fired, he doesn't get a call from the lady in HR in a gold watch. They cut him off. They make sure he can never work again. They can't take away his skills or what's in his head, so they take away the resources that allow him to function. They burn him.
All I know is the account is frozen. The, code is government-related. If you care to discuss this with the police...
So that's what being burned is. Essentially, is they take away your ability to do anything. And you're stuck.
Yeah.
Where they put you.
Because they know that spies are really smart, resourceful. So they take away their resources.
Exactly. Exactly. And so now he's stuck in Miami with no money, with no anything, really. No way to get around. How's the public transportation in Miami?
Very bad.
How do you think it is during a hurricane?
Even worse.
Okay.
Any transportation.
That surprises me. I feel like all transportation just gets better with hurricanes. Have you ever heard of a hypercane?
No.
I didn't either until the other day. And apparently it's a theoretical storm that can only happen if the ocean warms up a bunch.
Uh-huh.
But it...
Fuck.
It's like a bunch, though. The ocean has to warm up a bunch. But it can...
Well, that could happen.
I don't think it would happen in our lifetime. But it could get to the point where it would be a storm that's the size of North America that reaches into the upper stratosphere and destroys the ozone layer. I was like, oh, that old thing?
Destroys it
is what it said. I was like, oh, perfect. Just suck it right in your fucking hyper cane funnel.
Oh my God.
And the storm the size of North America.
Sounds like the end of the world.
Yeah, yeah. It would literally be the end of the world. And it would probably be, you know, like cool. 5 to 10 years from now. Oh no. The Yankees. Fuck them. All right. Any thoughts about anything going on at the moment?
No, I agree with our main character. Miami, I wouldn't want to be there either.
Oh, fair. Okay. Well,
relatable.
As he goes on throughout his journey in Miami, he's trying to figure out why he's getting burned. And every time he tries to get a hold of anybody, he ends up getting hung up on. And so he pretends to be a courier and goes into this lady named Lucy's office and sneaks up into her office to try to talk to her and figure out why he's been burned. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I think Lucy is a good friend. Oh. I don't know why I wrote that down.
Interesting. This will introduce Lucy.
Janet, can you give us a minute?
Wow, what an office.
Michael, what are you doing here? You cannot be here.
You heard them.
Are you kidding? You've been flagged on every government list. Why didn't you call me?
Would you have seen me if I did?
Of course not. Michael, you're always good at pissing people off, but this...
It's a mistake. It has to be. Just tell me what you've heard.
I don't know the details. I just heard you were out. That's it.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? I'm just out?
What am I, your complaint hotline? It's what I heard.
Lucy, I'm broke. Bottom line...
Me too, bro. Me too.
Trash my credit. They froze my bank accounts. If I'm going to figure this out, I need to put some money together.
I don't have stacks of cash laying around, and even if I did, I...
Lucy.
Michael.
He goes like this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm acting like he's begging.
That was
Michael. Okay, there may be something. I'll call Sam.
Sam Axe? You still work with him?
Not when I can avoid it. He's been drinking, sponging off of every rich divorcee in the greater Miami area. I throw him a job every now and then when he's between sugar mommies.
What's a job?
Guy's an operation manager in a state in Miami Beach.
Before.
Anyway, the place got robbed and it looks like he's in some kind of trouble.
What kind of trouble?
He didn't want to get into it. We talked price. The guy's breaking open his piggy bank.
Sugar mama.
I told him the job was a little small for us, but he sounded desperate, so I told him I'd keep my eyes open.
You're all hot.
Do you want the job or not? I'll call Sam.
Thank you, Lucy.
She's a good friend. She called Sam.
She did call Sam. Now, I would argue that that might not be the best thing in the world. And let's introduce Sam.
Don't go away.
Mama. Bunch of pretty women are walking by when he's doing that.
Bunch of bitchy little girls. Good news for you. I'm a drunk and a washout already, so I can talk to whoever I want, burned or no.
You hear anything else?
Nobody tells me anything. I'm not exactly security clearance material anymore.
Oh, Sam.
There she is. Thank you. Keep them coming. Look at the bright side. They wanted you dead, you'd be dead. Florida will do you some good. I've been here a year, and I gotta tell you, I've never been better.
Yeah, I understand your main source of income is an allowance from a lawyer's wife.
Hey, don't knock it. Free clothes, Ocean View apartment, and an endless supply of little blue pills.
Speaking of apartments, you know a safe place I can stay? I've been at a motel with the girls gone wild.
I might know a guy. I'll make a call.
Sam's a party boy. I love Sam. Sam's my favorite character in this whole series.
What does he mean by little blue pills?
Viagra.
Oh, okay.
Sam is Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
Of Evil Dead.
Oh.
This is my boomstick, Bruce Campbell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... take a look back.
Well, you'll be watching another episode of Burners. Much better name, Spy Army. Should have come to me before Burners. Yeah, no, Bruce Campbell, A, is great in everything he's ever done, and B, plays the character Sam. The thing about Burn Notice is I believe all of these characters to be these characters. Like, it mm-hmm. doesn't ever feel like they're forcing themselves to act as these people. Mm-hmm. It just feels like they are these people. I get the same feeling like with like when I watched The Sopranos with which I don't know, I don't think you've seen, but I'm sure mm-hmm. some people on the podcast have seen. The mom of Tony Soprano is just so fucking insufferable on that show. Like, she I can't stand to hear her talk sometimes, but I know that lady's just out there killing it with yeah. her acting, because she's made it to where I have such a visceral reaction against a fictional character.
Yeah.
And that's when I know, or that's when at least I feel, they're just out there acting their nuts off, figuratively.
True dat.
Acorns off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was Sam. Also, not going to talk a ton about the actual case.
So, okay.
We can, but I don't have a lot of clips about it. Basically, I like essentially the format of the show, and it's similar every episode. The thing that changes is the case, and so we'll talk about it a little bit, but essentially, did you ever watch the TV show Dexter?
No.
It was also based in Miami.
Oh,
it was
okay.
about a serial killer.
Oh shit, no.
So Dexter is a serial killer who is a blood spatter analysis for the Miami-Dade Police Department.
Wow.
And one of the detectives on the homicide squad, his name is Batista. Mm-hmm. And he is the guy who plays the victim in who Michael helps out.
Oh,
the
I
Cuban
see.
Guy.
Yeah.
In
Javier,
I think. Yeah. That sounds right. And so essentially Javier is accused of stealing a painting.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
yeah,
from his employer of a very long time,
Mr. Pine,
and Michael finds out through his investigation that it doesn't really seem like Javier stole the painting. Mr. Pine says he doesn't think that that Javier stole the painting. The security guy for Mr. Pine believes that he did steal the painting. And so, essentially, Michael breaks into the house, gets pictures of a bunch of records of Mr. Pine's that show that he is actually insolvent in a lot of his holdings. So he has no money. And it seems that he has stolen the painting for insurance money and blamed it on Javier. Javier also has a son, and the essentially they try to kidnap Javier, I believe, first. Or no, they try to kidnap the son first, and Michael wrecks a car into wrecks an old an old Camaro into a Pontiac Grand Am.
Yes.
And takes out the security guy. And then they try to go after Javier himself, and Michael's waiting for him in the home and thwarts that plan as well. So Javier ends up being good to go at the end of it. But that's the gist of the actual case for Burn Notice.
Yeah.
But I just find the characters so interesting. This is the landlord. So Michael obviously needs a place to stay. Sam found him a place, and he's talking to the landlord of the place and going over the rent and all that kind of stuff.
This is upstairs in the back. The rent is $200 a month, and
if anyone finds out I'm there, I say I broke in. Sam told me.
It's not so easy to live in this place, you know? All night, clock is boom, boom.
Boom, fine. Boom.
What do you think? Guy next door sells drugs to my customers, make fights with people. I try to talk, he puts a gun in my face. Now at home I can deal with the governor. But here with immigration, liquor license, it's a big risk for me, yeah?
I can handle that.
Yep.
Michael Wesson, yes?
Did you catch this part?
Back home, your story, Russian intelligence tells to scare. They say you're one name for many people. Special Operations Team. They think one person cannot make so much problems.
Nope. Just me. Очень приятно.
Ah, nice to meet you, Michael.
Okay. So I'll replay it.
New world, yes?
Yes.
Now at home, I can deal with the governor.
All right, listen right now.
Here with immigration, liquor license, it's a big risk for me, yeah?
I can handle that.
You real Michael Weston, yes?
Are you real Michael Weston, yes?
Oh.
Back yeah. home, your story, Russian intelligence tells to scare.
At home, your story, Russian intelligence tells to scare. Team.
Wait, pause.
At home.
I cannot understand his accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back home, your story, Russian intelligence tells to scare.
At home, Russian at home, your story, Russian intelligence tells to scare. So at home, the Russian intelligence tells your story to agents to scare them.
Okay.
Scare. They say you're one name for many people.
They say you're one name for many people.
Mm-hmm.
Special Operations Team.
Special Operations
Team. They think one person cannot make so much problems.
Scared of being burned.
They're not scared of being burned. They're scared of Michael Weston.
Oh, I see. So he's famous.
In Russia.
Kind of.
For being a spy. And Damn. Being fucking terrifying, apparently. Yeah. So you're getting like a little bit of a backstory from him without them having to come out and show you like how fucking just gangster this dude is. And then at the end.
Nope. Just me.
Yeah.
Очень приятно.
Ah, nice to meet you, Michael.
Oh.
It's new world, yes?
Yes.
So yeah, that's the landlord. And then he goes into the apartment he's renting, which is above the Boom Boom. And it is just a giant loft that looks fucking like the best place to live, minus the Boom Boom and Sugar next door, or Sugar, as he says, next door. And then he randomly, there's mattresses laying, leaning against the wall. He knocks them off and starts to lay down on the bed. Which I feel uncomfortable with on just trying out random mattresses I found in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Maybe not the best idea for a smart guy.
Hey, he's just tired, I would guess. So then he gets a phone call. And that phone call.
Hello?
Michael?
Mom? My mom would have been a great
mother.
NSA communications
Cue
operative.
The sitcom
how did you get
music.
This number?
That's how you greet your mother? I got it from your girlfriend, Fiona.
Mom, what do you want?
Girlfriend Fiona?
Are you gonna come and see me?
Oh, I'm not gonna be in town that long, so I can't.
Come down then, you can drive me to the doctor.
I don't even have a car, so I
can't. Yeah, well, you'll figure something out.
Drop me in the middle of the Gobi Desert, bury me in a goddamn cave on the moon, and somehow she'd find a way to call me and ask me for a favor. I don't like stealing cars, but sometimes it's necessary. I have rules, though. I'll keep it clean, and if I take your car on a work day, I'll have it back by 5.
Oh, nice. Appreciate that.
That is nice.
It really is. Your ignition's gonna be fucked, but I appreciate it.
Who's gone to hell since you left? Thank God you're back.
I'm not back.
You're here for the holidays, though. I mean, you're staying for Christmas.
Mom, don't smoke in the car. Please, it's not mine. Please. Figuring out if a car is tailing you is mostly about driving like you're an idiot. You speed up, slow down, signal one way, turn the other. Of course, ideally, you're doing this without your mother in the car.
Michael, where are you going? The hospital is on 20th.
Yeah, this is a shortcut. Mom, please do not smoke in the car. Do not smoke in the car.
Grabs your cigarette and throws it out the window.
You know, you missed your father's funeral by 8 years.
Last time I talked to him, he said, I'll see you in hell, boy.
I'll see you in hell, boy.
Sorry, I'm going to back it up and say, he said, I see you in hell, boy, so I thought we had a standing appointment.
Two of you were so much alike. I don't know why you had to antagonize him.
Mom, we were nothing alike. Everything I did antagonized him. Being alive antagonized him. Everything I did was a reason for him to slap me around.
Michael, what are you doing?
Who's driving, you or me?
Actually, losing a tail isn't about driving fast. A high-speed pursuit is just going to land you on the 6 o'clock news. So you just keep driving like an idiot until the other guy makes a mistake. Again, all of this is easier without a passenger yelling at you for missing a decade's worth of Thanksgivings.
You were the one that kept the family going. After you left, everything just fell apart.
I've been sending money. What about Nate?
Don't get me started. Your brother is a mess.
Yeah, you probably should go see him, Michael. It's almost Christmas.
I don't think it's a good idea for us to see each other.
Well, I can't take care of him all by myself. I am sick. You know that I'm sick.
Well, is that you've been treated for every disease known to man. I know this because I'm paying all the bills.
Just because they can't find out what's wrong with me does not mean I'm not sick.
Please.
You don't know, Michael.
Mother?
I don't tell you everything that goes
on. Oh, I don't need to know everything.
Well,
stop.
What?
Stop. Zip.
Mike?
Stop.
We're here.
Are you coming in?
No, I have to make a phone call, Ma, so I'm right behind you.
Fine, Michael.
Okay.
His mom.
Yeah.
Lot.
She's a character.
She's a lot.
Yep.
He's a saint, is what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on his mom?
I didn't write anything about his mom. I do find his situation very relatable because she gives him a lot of shit
mm-hmm.
for leaving
mm-hmm.
and not coming home.
You never visit.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That old thing. I like her. I think she grounds him.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, gives him something to live for.
Okay.
I think he likes her.
Well, it's his mom.
Yeah.
So I would assume.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It is revealed here that he has a bad relationship with his father.
And his brother.
And his brother.
And
yeah.
his mother. And all of his family.
Yeah. But probably the best with his mother.
I would say yes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like when he, this is a side note, but he was looking up something. He was trying to find something and he looked it up in the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the Yellow Pages are?
Yes.
Okay. It cracked me up to see that. And then he also used a payphone. I was like, those don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I have a question about Miami.
Uh-huh.
Are there just classic cars everywhere in Miami?
No, I would say it's a lot more newer cars. Like,
what about just like supermodel people?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I'm not going to
Miami. It's really, the way they portray it is so funny to me. And also, everyone is like a white supermodel.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. It's Miami. What other color would they be in Miami? Don't understand.
Miami's like 80%.
White.
Not white.
Oh, I'm definitely not going there.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are unpleasantly surprised.
I'm sure they are. They get down there and they're like, oh, I dropped a rubber band and I got to find it before Crazy Lady gets it.
Oh. Where did it go?
She might have already gotten it and eaten it.
Oh, no.
On my chair. That's why. That's weird. Didn't ever make it down to the ground. Anyway, so he makes a phone call and he calls a guy named Dan Siebels.
Wow. That's quite the name.
Wow. Brave.
Brave.
So this is that phone call to Dan Siebels, who is like one of his previous like guys he works with.
Yeah,
Michael Weston for Dan Siebels.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, now I know. He doesn't exist. You tell him from me, if he doesn't call me back, I will be in touch with him soon.
Oh, yeah. Cue Michael up in his apartment building a bomb.
Oh, that's a weird thing.
That's a bomb without an explosive in it. He's trying to get past all the people outside the boom boom. Oh.
Was that the clip?
I guess so. And then this is... Oh, this is how he makes the fake bomb. Sorry. I forgot to split it.
Oh.
In case we had thoughts. We didn't.
We didn't.
Sleep through an aerial bombing or two and noise isn't an issue. You just need some privacy in a bed. In a pinch, you can lose the bed. But the privacy is important for projects like this one. With everyone x-raying and chemical testing their mail these days, a box of wire and pipe and batteries sprinkled with chemical fertilizer is a great attention getter.
Then I kind of got into the music.
The music choice is pretty accurate. Do you know who Daddy Yankee is?
Yes.
Oh.
I do.
Wow. Are you a fan?
I mean, I listened to it back in the day.
Yeah.
I think. Is it older?
It is old. It is like this time period.
Yeah.
Like he was very popular.
Yeah.
He was Gasolina?
Let me see here. Why is his name Daddy Yankee if he's from Miami? Is he from Miami?
Actually, I don't know. I think he's Puerto Rican. I couldn't
follow. Oh, this is probably how I know him.
Oh. Wait. Despacito?
That's what it says. Hey, no. Nope. You're going to have to go. Okay, yeah, I don't know if that was just like a remix of Despacito he did, but I do remember. Have you heard of the Damn Yankees?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So after the Damn Yankees, we introduced Dan Siebels.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Dan Siebels.
Checks out.
So Dan Siebels received the package. Old school cell phones.
Mom, what is it?
This isn't your mom.
Dan, hey, good to hear from you.
I thought he said dad originally.
Just spent 3 hours with the FBI discussing your little present. They wonder why someone was sending me a pipe bomb with no explosive in it.
I thought I'd get your attention.
So tell me what's going on.
I don't know. Burn notices eyes only.
For what it's worth, I think it's bull, but...
I don't control these.
Well, tell me who to talk to, or I'm coming to D.C. and raising some hell.
Don't do that, Michael. You're on all the FBI watch lists. You go anywhere, they're all over you.
Damn.
What for?
All I know is that whoever did this wants you on ice. You leave Miami, you heat up fast. We're talking manhunt, police
in every state. Things may change, but for now...
Be smart. Lay low.
Can I at least see the burn notice? If I can see who issued it, then maybe I can do something about this.
I risked enough just calling. Look, some of us are still on your side. You pull another stunt like this, though, and I won't be one of them.
Why Miami?
That's where his mom lives.
Oh.
It's like, that's what Fiona says in the beginning.
Yeah.
When he says the same thing, why Miami? And she's like, well, it's kind of home base for you.
Yeah.
It's your mom lives here. I think that's the only reason. What'd you think of Sugar?
Is that the dude?
The drug dealer next door that lives next door.
Oh, he's like a shaved head.
Well, he's bleach blonde.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's cool. Well, no, he's not cool. Actually, he's kind of mean.
Okay.
Did
you watch this episode?
I did. I did. At 6 a.m. today.
Oh, well. Fair enough. You got a whole week to watch the next one. I watched it last night, so I wasn't much ahead of you. So I cut out the beginning of Sugar, but essentially Sugar is the drug dealer neighbor next door who would put a gun to the landlord's head when he tried to deal with him, and the landlord didn't want the fuss because he didn't want to deal with immigration and shit, is what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Michael taking care of the landlord's problem.
For a job like getting Love rid the of music. A drug dealer next door, I'll take a hardware store over a gun any day. Guns make you stupid. Better to fight your wars with duct tape. Mm-hmm. Duct tape makes you smart. Every decent punk has a bulletproof door.
Who's there? Hi, it's your neighbor.
But people forget walls are just plaster.
In Miami,
hopefully
maybe.
You get him with the first shot.
Yeah.
Or the second.
Ah! My name! No! Come on inside!
Now he's down and waiting for you to come through the front door.
Come on!
So you don't come through the front door.
Don't move.
Easy, Vanilla Ice. Now you got 20 minutes to clear out. You understand? Do you understand?
Yes, yes!
The wound is not that bad. You disinfect it, you wrap it in this, and you get to a hospital and you won't walk with a limp. If you're still here in 20 minutes, a limp will be the least of your problem. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Look.
Sound like it hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize you could walk if you've been shot.
Sure. Depends on where you've been shot.
Pretty tough.
You can walk. You can do a lot of things if you've just been shot in the gut with like a small caliber round.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Probably would.
Yeah.
You can't do much if you get shot with a rifle, typically.
Mm.
That's why they don't like them. Because they typically cause issues to humans.
You don't say.
When they get hit by them.
That's news.
Not the rifle, but the bullet coming out. Anyway, so towards the end, Sam starts talking to Michael about the good old days and a little bit about him and Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what the clip we're going to listen to. Do you have thoughts about Sugar or anything going on?
You know, I don't know where my brain went when Sugar showed up on the screen.
Mm.
I think
you were just like, that guy's a hottie, and you just
focused
on his bleach blonde hair.
I was probably focused on the cut, yeah.
Okay, all right. And when the way he said Sugar.
Yeah.
I'm Sugar. I was like, oh, the vapors.
Well, the point is, you getting burned wouldn't have happened back then.
Is
I mean,
this
in the
when
80s,
they're in the cafe?
Rules and rules.
No.
Okay.
That's the next clip.
They had their guys, we had our guys. Wasn't so goddamn complicated. You could get your head around it. Now today, it's all about religion and oil. It's no fun anymore. I gotta tell you, I'm glad I got out when I
no
did.
Fun
Good
anymore.
Morning, Bloody Mary. Hey, you want some?
Bloody Marys are gross.
Agreed.
Especially in the morning.
Hey, is that your mom again?
Yep. All right, there she is. Fine's coming out soon.
Also, the Bloody Mary is literally
sure
in a can.
Sure, this is a good idea, you hooking up with her again.
I'm not hooking
it's
up
It's a can
her.
Of Clamato.
What's happening. I need
it
for tactical support.
Airplane shot.
Oh, okay.
Tactical support? Yeah. What about your cab driver? Is he going to let me down?
Pierre, don't worry about him. I told him I'd give him $50 to punch me in the face. That's all he had to hear.
Yeah, I'd do it for 20.
So they set up a ruse to do a thing to get the mission done with what's his name?
Who?
Fucking Batista from Dexter. Horatio? Is that it?
Oh.
The guy's name. the Cuban guy.
Javier. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was set up a ruse for Mr. Pine for to do something with Javier. That was that clip.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we meet, Sam meets up with a couple of guys in suits in a cafe, and this is that conversation.
There are so many cafes like this in Miami.
Are there?
Yes. And has the best food. Very jealous of them. Yeah, it's called Fritanga, and I don't know what that word means, but it was there.
Guys,
and it's some type of food.
There's nothing else. We did the one job, and that's it.
How about the threatening package? You may not take that seriously, but the terror task force...
Guys, he was just making a point.
We're not here for our health, Sam.
Hi, guys. Talking about me?
Can I get a coffee?
Oop.
Sam. Hey, Mike. You want to introduce me to your FBI buddies?
Oh, no.
FBI? You got the wrong idea, pal.
Ford outside has G-Series plates. You got fast draw holsters off the rack suits and cheap loafers. Now, you guys are feds.
They're feds.
Michael, look, they came to me. I was just trying to help.
It's not like I didn't know, Sam. I've got two known associates in Miami, you and Lucy, and amazingly, you're both willing to help me. I mean, I know how the game is played, Sam. I was on the other side, remember?
That's why I said, I don't know about Lucy.
Because yeah.
She introduced him to Sam, and Sam's there informing on him.
Yeah.
To the FBI. Although, like Michael says, he knows how the game's played.
Right.
So, I'm Michael Weston. You are...
Agent Harris. This is Agent Lane.
Do you even know why you're following? Because this whole
thing... Don't know, don't care. Higher up the food chain.
Great. Let's call your boss. Maybe he can tell me.
Those aren't our orders. Our orders are to keep tabs on you.
Then you give him a message. You tell him.
Sorry. I do have a message for you, though.
Oh?
Don't go thinking you got nothing to lose. You got friends. You got family.
Not his mom.
Is that a threat?
His mom better not die.
It's the truth. Copy's on me.
Mike, they got my pension tied up.
Sam.
You know what? They said it would be better for you. You can do anything you want, basically, as long as you stay where they can see you and you don't cause any trouble.
Sam, don't sprinkle sugar on this bowl and call it candy.
I'm sorry, Mike. I don't know what to say.
If I couldn't handle my friends informing on me, I wouldn't be in the business. The way I see it, better a friend than someone I don't know. The way I see it, a friend will tell them just enough to make them happy but keep them out of my business.
Well, hell yeah, Mike. Absolutely.
Good.
I like this part.
I gotta go. I gotta go take care of Pine.
You want me to come along? It's the least I can do.
No. You're gonna go along so I can inform on the FBI to the FBI again? And he's like, no.
No, thank you.
All right, this is the last clip, and Michael ends the case with Javier and goes home to his apartment. Oh, did you have something to say about the cafe or anything?
Yeah, I figured out what the sign says, Fritanga, and I was like, man, I've grown up seeing cafes like this, and it says that, and I never knew what it meant. So what it means is a type of taco. There you go.
What type of taco?
A large plate of fried and grilled meats, often including offal. I don't know what that is. O-F-F-A-L. It's popular in Colombia. Best enjoyed with toothpicks and a cold beer.
I'm going to go out and say that doesn't sound like a taco.
Yeah.
I think Google...
In English...
I think Google AI has led you motherfucker
astray.
The Yankees just hit a home run.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a big-ass ballpark, too. So he got every bit of that thing. 3-2 Yankees. Top of the 8th. Last clip.
I cleaned up your place pretty well, but
he's
talking
to Javier.
The carpet. But no one's gonna bother you or your family again. You can go home.
I'm not talking to him.
Thank you.
A hot dog's closer to a taco than that is.
Don't worry about it.
I'm pretty sure this is when it cuts to Javier's kid beating up other kids.
It is. It's my favorite part. And Michael goes to get binoculars from the FBI agents.
Most wholesome music to child violence.
The best kind of violence.
Yeah. Can I borrow your binoculars? No, I know you got some in there and you're not using them because you need them to see me and I'm right here, so. Please?
Please? I really want to see these kids.
As a spy, it doesn't matter if you're helping rebel forces fight off a dictator or giving combat tips to a third grader. There's nothing like helping the little guy kick some bully's ass. There's nothing worse for a spook than knowing you're being played. Someone is pulling strings.
He goes into his apartment, which is full of pictures of him being in Miami for the past couple of days. Style.
Not FBI either. They're not this creative, and they don't do surveillance on their own guys. This is someone who knows what he's doing. Someone who wants to send a message. Welcome to Miami.
It's Miami. That's the end of that episode.
Woo!
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah? You a fan of the Burn Notice?
I'm a fan.
Would you watch it if we weren't making a podcast out of it in Continuum?
I would.
Interesting.
I would.
Interesting. I really enjoy this show. Yeah. I think it's one of the better ones. There's 7 seasons. I know it gets a little out there at some points. I forget a lot of it, to be honest with you. I haven't gone back and watched it in probably close to a decade. So, I have a few more notes on here. He went to an art gallery and kind of acted like a metro man at that point, is what we would have called him. Mm-hmm. And the guy at the art gallery had a sweater over his shoulders. Just mm-hmm. draped. Mm-hmm. I think we should bring that look back. Also, Sam had white pants at the mm-hmm. end, and they were so white that you could see through them.
Did not
notice.
You
could see his pockets.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And I assume his penis, but I did not look for that. I
thought that's what you were going to say.
No. And then I put pit bulls are great dogs, but I don't know why I put that there. I don't remember. Something about pit bulls.
Hmm.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, yes.
I don't think that's why.
Mr. 305.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's Spy-Ammy.
Spy-Ammy.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
Yep.
Okay.
What is a money launderer?
They take money that you are not legally allowed to have because you've earned it some way illegally. And the government, if they knew about the way that you earned it, would either arrest you for the way you earned it or want to tax it. And so you took it. So did you watch Breaking Bad?
I didn't finish it.
The car wash?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember the car wash? So he started making so much money on meth that he couldn't just deposit it into his bank account because the government's like, where are you getting all this money?
Yeah.
And so they bought a car wash, and then they just started saying that cars were going through it and depositing the money into their car wash, and then depositing the car wash money into their bank. That's a money laundering system.
Yes.
They're laundering it and making it to where they can't. It's dirty money. Now it's not dirty money, and the government doesn't see it as anything illegal.
Right.
Unless you get caught. And then you go to big boy prison.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's essentially a way to get, like, art is a big money laundering scheme a lot of the times because you can appraise art to whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you know the right people, you can have, oh, this is my art right here. and it's for $4.5 million. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years later, you can have it appraised at $6.7
million.
Mm. And then now you can launder $6.7 million.
Yeah.
What else you got?
There was a flash of Ramiro Brito art. Are you familiar with this artist?
No.
I hate it.
That's not where I was expecting it to go. Why do you hate it?
I just think it's ugly. Fair. And bad.
What kind of art is it?
It is kind of like pop art. Like, imagine Keith Haring, but horrible.
Okay, like, well, I would have to imagine who Keith Haring is first. Oh, I'm not an art person.
Okay. Keith Haring was cool. He was, like, openly gay. He was, like, one of the first, like, openly gay artists in, like, the 80s. Ramiro Brito. Yeah, there you go. That's Keith Haring. Yeah. He was just, like, a guy. And have you seen that?
I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was around everywhere in the 90s. All of these.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. What was the other guy's name that you hate?
Ramiro Brito. He's very popular in like Hispanic.
It is ugly.
It is looks so
like,
ugly.
It looks like pixel art.
Yeah.
Also, his Wikipedia picture is not doing him any favors. He looks a little bit like Mark Cuban with an afro. Also, there's clown Mark Cuban with an afro.
Oh my god. This is all over Miami.
Really?
And I wish it wasn't. Yeah.
I wish it wasn't either.
It's bad.
Well, what else you got?
Teaching a child violence is the answer.
Agreed. I agree with you 100% on that. In that case, it was the answer. The kid was being bullied. He stood up for himself and he's not getting bullied anymore.
That's true.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
Hooked on Phonics also worked for me. I can read real good.
But yeah, that's all I got. I like our main character. I think he has good character.
Who's your favorite character so far?
Oh, I'm gonna give this episode to Fiona. I think she slayed. I think we left a scene out where she beat a guy up.
Yep. Yeah. She. I did. I almost cut that, but I decided not to. Yeah. Her and Michael were coming back from somewhere after drinking, and one of Sugar's henchmen pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
And she beat the shit out of him with that gun and then tried to fuck Michael. And he's like, violence might be foreplay for you, but it's not for me.
Yeah,
and
that was a weird moment.
And then sent her ass home.
Yeah. That was a little questionable on what Fiona likes. But hey, not one to judge.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this good is ep. Thank you. I agree. This is the intro again for anyone who wants to hear it. Here you go. All right. Take care, y'all.